Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one is Jessica McKenna.
And this is the podcast you've probably already listened to.
If you haven't, hey, welcome. If you have, hey.
Hey, welcome back. You know, we got the fan band here. We got Brett on the fret, choo-choo, also engineer.
We got Scott.
Whoa, that okay. Was fun.
Very funky. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. I told Dana that she was going to have to wait outside the studio for this one, and yet here she is, sitting behind the drums, Dana Wicks on the sticks.
Producing those drums as good as they come. Okay, phew. We got through it. We're here. Timestamp, it's a Friday morning.
Dana is not supposed to be here. Dana told us she was busy and Brett was going to play the drums. And then Dana's like, "I can do it." And I said, "No, you can't. It's Brett's day. Dana waits outside." And Dana said, "No, I am going to play the drums." And then I realized I was being unreasonable and that I was not dealing with change well.
Yeah, and that's the text thread.
That's the text thread.
This
has been our segment. That's our text thread.
And that's our text thread.
But this is our guest thread, where we talk about the incredible guests that we have on the podcast.
We're so excited to have them from Never Not Funny. It's Elliot Hochberg and Jimmy Pardo.
Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, that is really
the
wrong order.
He gets top billing?
That's the wrong order.
He's the video producer of my show. How the hell does he get... I'm a podfather, they call me.
I'm a pioneer.
We're going to do like a long... draw on the last name. It's going to be like
Jimmy
Evander Holyfield. Okay. If you're the first name.
Okay, because I remember years, Zach, of watching late night television, and we'd go, and now here's Paul Schaefer and David Letterman. I remember they always put Paul Schaefer's name first, so that makes sense.
Well, you know,
my point is, I'm infuriated.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, a healthy place for us to start.
I think that's good.
But, you know, I think what I want to say is you're living more with the musical theater tropes, Jimmy, and you know who comes out last in the curtain call, you know?
Well, the star does, doesn't
the star
he?
Does.
Yeah, yeah. Star's last.
Yeah, sure, but the does. Star's also above the title sometimes when you go, Jimmy Pardo in Jesus Christ Superstar, by who would I be? Oddly enough, I think they would Pontius Pilate would get top billing on that if I was to do it.
I think I have a solution that's going to make everyone happy.
No, wait.
We're going to introduce you again, and you're going to do your name, and then we're going to do Elliot, and then we're going to do your name again.
Ooh. Oh,
little double dip.
Yeah.
Kind of so, like when SNL does.
Please welcome to the podcast, Jimmy Pardo, Elliot Hoker. I was just going to really do it
really. You really?
I was really
going to burn
bury
Elliot
him under the fucking
I'm
ground.
Used to small letters. It's fine.
Elliot Hoker.
I'm just... Dana's in the room.
Oh, my gosh. You got to adapt. You got to adapt.
Can I have some backstory? Do you and Dana have some weird chemistry that goes on
famously
outside of this?
We don't get along. No, we're fine. I'm just giving her a hard time.
All right.
She's just supposed to be waiting.
I feel you, Dana. I really, really do.
I mean,
I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I would say, yeah, a successful bit to talk about a text chain and also the person who's not on a microphone.
Fair.
It's really punching down. She can't talk, Zach.
But she can hold the episode for forever.
And in a way, she is waiting outside because she's in her own little cage. She is outside the rest of this room.
I feel better now.
Okay,
I've
good.
Metaphorically made this work.
Yeah,
for my
you
brain.
Need. Sometimes you just need to accept change by putting it in terms you understand.
Mm. Hey, thanks.
Hey, no problem. But, you know, top billing, curtain calls, all those things, for some reason, make people nervous, right?
Yeah. Have you, did any of you have to change your name because your SAG already had your name?
No, there was no Jimmy Pardo.
No.
No, but that didn't stop people from asking if I was related to Don Pardo on a regular basis.
Mm.
Like, are you related to
Don Pardo?
I am not.
I'll ask you again later, just so you have the same flavor.
It happens about three times a day, usually from older people. You guys are far too young to ask that, but usually it's an older folk. There was a guy on Jeopardy! Yes, I got it. Sir, you don't have to go through the whole spiel. I know who you're talking about. I've lived with this name my whole life.
What about the world where there are little Jimmy Pardos who can't be Jimmy Pardo?
Well, that's on them. Then they go with the Jimmy P. Pardo, or I don't know what the middle initial is. Maybe it's L.
But
maybe it's Larry.
Is that exciting to think about? That, like, you have it.
I do have it.
You have it.
Yeah. I've only met one other Jimmy Pardo, and he's a musician out of Texas. Hi, I'm Jimmy. Whoa, I just had, it's got to be a stroke. Let's describe it as a stroke.
Okay.
A little one, and then the microphone had one.
Here's what happened. Full disclosure. I wanted to say Teja, realized, what a dickhead, and then said Texas, and then both happened.
Sure. You're not a political candidate.
Well,
you don't need to do that.
Teja.
The state is famously pronounced Texas. However, I think that everyone enjoys a fun pronunciation of a word.
Yeah, but not Teja. That's the hacky cliche way to go, and I'm better than that. I mean, I got second billing here today, man. I gotta work my way up.
You got first and third billing.
We never got to that.
Yeah, I have to agree.
That's true.
We're a team.
Yeah, we are not a team.
No?
Okay. Elliot, can I say this real quickly? The reason that Elliot's here is Elliot and I have a brand new web series called Jimmy's Records and Tapes.
Yes.
And Elliot is the director and editor of that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And so he can sing, and I'm charming.
And that's like a great breakdown for the show. Like, you know, some people sing, some people are charming. And
Jess is both, and I yell at Dana from this microphone over here. Everyone's got their job to do.
Well, you excited for Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving, I am missing it. We go to my wife's cousins every year, and I am not going this year because they got a dog. And since last Thanksgiving, and I cannot be anywhere really where there's a dog. I can't be in a place like that for too long because I'm deathly allergic.
Oh, my gosh.
So I will be having a sad, I don't know, maybe possibly a TV dinner.
No.
Watching old Columbos while my family is off enjoying the holiday.
We go now to Thanksgiving Day, the day of the year that for some reason we eat dinner very early. And we pass over windows in many a home. Dinner for just me. Dinner for just me. It's a frozen, gluten-free pasta bowl.
Town, and they left me behind. They are dog got on a plane and forgot me. How it happened blows my mind. But here I am in front of the TV, no video games to play. Just me and this frozen dinner on Thanksgiving Day. Dinner for just me. Dinner for just me. Lovely Thanksgiving.
It's a dinner for not one, two, or three.
It's a dinner for just me.
But all my family moved away and I can't afford to fly. So I will look in my freezer. Oh no, I forgot to plan. All I have is this fish I froze.
That's a dinner
for just me.
Frozen fish dinner.
It's white
fish.
It's old white fish.
A dinner for just me. Hello? Hello, people on this cul-de-sac? Is anyone else through any sort of circumstance alone?
I am.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, my family's gone out for the day, and I'm here alone with little to nothing to do.
I'm alone, too.
Why don't you have anybody to spend this wonderful Thanksgiving with?
Well, you know, I'm gluten-free, and I just didn't want to make a big deal of it.
You don't want to make a scene.
I don't want to make a big deal of it.
At the Thanksgiving meal.
Everybody loves stuffing or dressing, you mm-hmm. know, whether it's in the bird or cooked on the side. And I just didn't want to make a big thing. So I said, you know, I'm just going to sit this one out. And my family protested, but ultimately they were like, all right, if that's how you feel. And now I'm sitting alone with just gluten-free pasta.
Do you regret not going? Because you could have maybe brought your own in like a Tupperware or something.
I know. I do think that next year I will do that.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Someone screaming at the cul-de-sac?
Yes, I was screaming at the cul-de-sac.
Ah, yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Wow.
Oh, hi.
This is wild. I feel like we don't talk that much in our neighborhood.
No.
You'd think the cul-de-sac would bring us all together, but yet we still live our separate lives, don't
yeah,
we?
In a circle, the lines will never meet. Two lines, they could meet all the time, but a circle, it's just one line.
Yeah, two lines would be like an intersection.
An intersection, but a circle's just one big loop.
Mr. Hoekden, I remember trick-or-treating at your house as a kid. You gave out mini dictionaries.
I sure did. The smallest ones I could find. Amazon.com allows me to find small things. I was left alone for Thanksgiving because I told my family, I have nothing to be thankful for.
Oh.
And they said, until you learn your lesson, you are not welcome at our Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and I said, I never will. So they're all in, they're in Ojai.
Ojai.
They're in Ojai, California.
That's lovely.
It's very nice.
It feels like such an escape, though. It's so close to the city.
It's very close to Los Angeles. Why are you two still here?
Well, I'm still here. I have an allergy situation, so I could not participate in the functions
this year.
To
joy, allergic to joy.
I love joy.
I feel you,
nope,
brother.
You and I are not alike in this way at
sure?
all. I don't mean to be so rude, considering we've never spoken before in the cul-de-sac here. But
No,
I love joy. I have nothing but love and peace in my heart.
Hmm.
I'm an old hippie.
And I can't drive yet, and I told my family I didn't want to make a big thing of me being gluten-free, so I elected to stay behind.
You didn't just go and not eat the thing?
No, I'm going to do that next year, but this year, this is the bet, and I made it, and
oh,
I got
okay.
a line.
Can I ask you a question, young lady? And I know it's not appropriate in these hashtag times. You mentioned you don't drive yet. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Just a 15, and they left you alone as a 15-year-old while they went to this thing.
A 15-year-old
yeah.
can fend for themselves in a home or in the wild.
I saw Home Alone. I don't think that's safe at all.
That kid's 8.
I see. Different ages.
Yeah, different
ages. That makes
age,
more sense.
Yeah. Wait, we have another neighbor coming out.
Hi there!
Oh, hi!
Hey, is there some kind of a meeting going on in the cul-de-sac?
Sort of impromptu. Yes.
I just started.
Meeting's a strong word.
Yeah, I started shouting to see if like anyone else happened to be alone, and it turns out Mr. Hogden is because well, he's not thankful.
Stephanie is because she's making basically. She's made a mistake.
I made a mistake that I will correct next year, but it's too late for this year.
Hi, I'm Stan.
Hi, Stan.
And Stan's allergic to...
I'm allergic to dog and cat.
Dogs and cats.
My first name's Devlin, by the way.
What is it?
Devlin Hogden?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Devlin.
Well, I'm David. I've been trying to get the cul-de-sac together for years.
Oh, yeah, David, you're always... David. Putting the flyers in.
Yeah, I've been putting flyers.
Your front door is usually wide open.
I know, with the smell of pie or cookies, just to invite people in.
Oh, God. Hi, David.
Hi.
You know...
And you're alone as well, David?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just here by myself. That's the reason why I wanted to get the cul-de-sac together in the first place.
It's the thing called when a bunch of people... They're not family. They're just friends. Hmm. And they all stay together for Thanksgiving. And they... What is it?
I think it's
on the tip of my tongue.
I think it's called a thanks pal. A thanks pal, we are here.
Okay.
I think it's called a thanks pal. Of that one thing is clear.
No, I think it's called Thanksgathering. When your friends all gather round. What the event is called Thanksgathering. I remember now that I have heard the sound.
I have to agree with Devlin.
We're the same.
A Thanksgathering sounds right. A thanks pal hits my ear so wrong, and it ruins my entire night.
Okay, maybe it's called Chum Chum's Giving. Chum's 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 Giving.
Oh yeah!
Is that closer to the thing that you were thinking?
Now I hate to say you're wrong. What you said was such a lark. But I'm pretty sure that Chum's Chum's Giving is a Thanksgiving for sharks.
You're right.
I think Thanks Pal is nice, and Chum Chum's Giving is also good
for sharks.
But I think a Thanksgathering could also work. That's how I thought.
What if it's called Four People Who Decide to Eat Food?
Four people who decided to eat food. Stephanie, I like it. Well, I guess... Shall we? Let's say we go back to our respective homes. We all find a dish, and then we bring it. What's the best place for us to eat? The middle of the cul-de-sac?
I think the middle of... Let's put a table in the middle of the
cul-de-sac. I have a table.
But that sounds risky for traffic purposes.
There's not going to be any traffic.
Not on Thanksgiving? Well, or what are we calling it? I apologize. I lost track.
Four people who decided to eat food?
That sounds lengthy. Why couldn't we put this up there? All right.
Honestly, if there was a pithier way, a shorter way,
I'm sure we would have said it.
We would have come up with it.
Yes, I agree.
We just ruminated on it for 2 minutes.
We would have said it and we would have immediately known.
Tell you what, let's keep that in the pocket and maybe someone will be able to beat it later. I highly doubt it, but
we're four intelligent people.
And again, say it again for me, please. David, I've just met you. I can't decide who's intelligent, who's not. Where are we at with this?
Four people who decided to eat food.
Okay, four people. Yeah, all right.
So I think
why didn't the pilgrims come up with that, do you think?
Because maybe there were more than four?
I think that's what it was.
Probably makes most sense.
Could have called
it was numerical based.
They could have called it a boatload of people who decided to
eat
food. A boatload plus a native population who decided to eat food.
Is that apocryphal or did that actually happen?
I think most of it's apocryphal in the way that we present it and discuss it, but I think some sort of exchanging of food did happen to help the pilgrims get through the winter.
Stephanie, you give me hope for the future, but not enough hope to crack my icy and dark heart.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. I apologize for interrupting. Was that your passive-aggressive way of showing how much you know about Thanksgiving, the way that you asked her that question?
No, I actually didn't know the answer.
Oh, boy, such an erudite as yourself. I thought you would have known that.
I know about many things. How to dissect a frog with my bare hands. How to find the most efficient route to downtown using no freeways. Well, let me tell you.
I want to hear.
The things the Devlin knows. The things the Devlin knows. How to buy monochromatic clothes. That's one thing that the Devlin knows. I know how to choose a club for golf, no matter the hole. I know salamander from a frog and a frog from a tadpole. And how to take apart that frog with my hands, its liver and its heart and its legs. And how to put those in a bouillon base and serve it up to all of my so-called friends. The things the devil in knows.
The devil in knows.
The things the devil in knows.
The things the devil in knows.
The difference between tights and pantyhose are the things the devil in knows. I know how to short a stock and how to hold it on for a while. I know how to invest in energy futures with a smile. I know how to buy a used car and really kick the tires. I know how to quote lots of lines from season 2 of The Wire. They're just things the devil in knows.
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 How to heckle the person walking on the tightrope is one of the things that devil in knows.
Those were some interesting things. All right, let's meet back here in 45 minutes.
All right. That sounds like a right amount of time.
Seems long to me. I have to take my hoverboard to the corner store because there's
Stephanie,
nothing.
Such a youth.
There's nothing in my home that's good for cooking, so I'm just going to see you fellas later.
Bing, bing.
Oh.
Hi, welcome to 7-Eleven.
Do you have cranberry sauce?
We have cranberry juice.
Hmm.
We have cranberry kombucha.
Do you have cranberry sauce?
No.
Hey, boss, I see we got that cranberry Sprite.
Oh, yeah, we got cranberry Sprite.
Oh, actually.
Thank you, Assistant Daniel. We have cranberry Sprite as well. This is Daniel. He's a grown man, but he works for me.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Daniel is really, honestly, he's my family. And he's my best friend. Daniel, I love you.
Thank you, and I'm very fond of you as well. Thank you for having me to work here.
Daniel's fond of me. That's... He means a lot to me. He's sort of a father figure, even though he is technically my employee.
I think that's nice to play with status like that.
So too.
I am just gonna, I guess, browse around. I guess it's a 7-Eleven is not the best place to go for a Thanksgiving dish. I'm gonna have to be creative.
I disagree. We got that great stuff over there on the grill. We got the taquitos. We've got the got that cheeseburger in a round fashion.
Yeah, you're right.
We got the various different shapes and sizes of hot dogs.
Daniel has been sort of making us a 7-Eleven Thanksgiving right here.
That's nice.
Since we both have to work.
I'm sorry you have to work today.
Hey, I mean. Thanksgiving with Daniel? What a delight. It hardly feels like work.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's all in the framing of it.
Check out the spread that Daniel's got.
Sure, I've never had a Thanksgiving feast with a chicken roller before. But maybe by thinking inside a box, I've been missing out on something more. Maybe I could have, instead of stuffing, a bunch of crushed up Doritos. I should open my eyes. It could be Neato.
And when you're done with your terrific meal, might I recommend a donut case?
It's very good.
Ooh.
Some of them have sprinkles, and some of them look like a face.
It's nice that they're a face.
Very holiday themed.
They sure are.
We think of all races and creeds.
We sure were included.
And then on your way out, grab a magazine to read.
There's so many things. There's so much.
Excuse me, are any of you people working here? I need some menthol cigarettes and a Diet Coke.
Oh, sure. Hey, you know if you put this cigarette into this Diet Coke as you please, it sort of makes a festive menthol Diet Coke centerpiece. I'll give you a fresh pack, though. This one is now wet and soggy and probably won't smoke. But it's on the house for Thanksgiving. No, you have to pay. I'm sorry, that was a joke.
There's so much to be thankful for.
Joe.
No, I'm sorry. I'll buy it for you. Here it is.
Oh, well, that's actually quite kind.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
You gotta go. So much to be thankful for. Who knows what you'll find in this store?
Oh my gosh!
But so much of this has gluten. You see. Something right for me.
Oh my gosh. Behind these hint of lime Tostitos.
Yes.
And behind this flaming hot Cheetos.
Yes.
And behind these Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yes.
And behind these barbecue Fritos.
Yes.
Is one cat.
One cat.
It's a cat. From home.
I brought it from home.
Daniel.
Daniel's the best.
What a sweetheart.
Always got what you need.
Perfect. Now I have my dish. Thanks, everyone. Hoverboard.
Welcome.
All right. Here I go in my used Toyota Corolla that I bought. Really kicked the tires on it, and I'm just going to drive somewhere to get something for Thanksgiving. Yes, I'll go into this place. Oh, wait, this is an aquarium. Well, I'm sure there's something here that will be fine. Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a food for Thanksgiving.
Well, you've come to an aquarium. We don't have food here.
I'm sorry, are there living creatures here?
Yes.
Living creatures that I, man, have dominion over to put in my mouth if I so desire? What's that? The squiggly longfish. The long and slimy one hiding behind a rock.
That's an electric eel.
Yes, I could put him into my mouth.
I wouldn't advise it.
All right, well.
And by the way, I have to say, I don't like your tone. This is an aquarium. This isn't a store. We're open on Thanksgiving to provide education to people, to let them see the different fish. I have domain here.
Oh, this isn't... I can't... You're telling me that these fish are not for sale?
I'm afraid not.
There's one thing I learned from my days trading energy futures. Everything is for sale at a price. Are you telling me there is no price at which you would part with this electric eel?
Listen, sir, we are a public institution.
Of course.
And I don't like your elocution.
Interesting.
Because you see, these fish don't belong to me. At least, not in the way you say you want to pay.
Yes. But what about for $15? $15, five and all for you. I'm offering $15. I'm sure that this $15 will do.
I'm sorry, sir, you misjudged me. That's clearly not enough. For this job I have had for 30 years. And if I sold you this eel for $15, I'd end up unemployed and in tears.
I see what you are saying. It's time to up the ante. For $15 would not settle the score. You're a man who drives a hard bargain, a thing I appreciate. Alright, playing hardball. Well, how about two more? Which means it's $17.
$17.
Surely a man could be a king. With
$17. $17.
No one would ever reject me.
You said before that you're very
experience, but I think your negotiating tactics are flawed.
How so?
Because only $2 more would not make a difference to anyone who wanted to keep their job.
Well, then I see.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's really down to brass tacks. I'm going to have to do this. It's no time to relax. It's time to put all of my cards on the table. And by that, I mean my business card. So, 17 dollars and a business card.
17 dollars and a business card. 17 dollars and a business card
will do.
17 dollars and a business card. 17 dollars and a business card.
That's my final.
Sir?
Yes?
And I say this as clearly as I possibly can.
Go on.
Get out or I will call the police.
Very well.
Will they find other dishes? What will happen when 45 minutes is up? And is it called for people who decided to eat food? Find out when we return to the second half of
Four People Who Decided to Eat Food, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we left, Stephanie and Devlin had gone off to find dishes for their Four People Who Decided to Eat Food gathering. But what of the other two? Find out now when we return to
Four People Who Decided to Eat Food.
Jesus, there's nothing in this house at all.
Why did I agree to this? Why couldn't I just suck it up and take an antihistamine or something and shots? I probably should just get shots. That would probably solve the problem, right? If I did shots on a regular basis, then maybe I could have the stamina and the, I don't want to say endurance. That's the wrong word here. More importantly, talking to myself as I'm rummaging through my closets. I keep my food in my closets, not in cabinets. Oh, yes, hello?
Hi, sweetheart. Just wanted to see how it's going.
Put on speakerphone.
Do you want to be on FaceTime or do you want to be on speakerphone?
Let's just put it on speaker. I don't want you to see my face right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of going through a thing.
Oh.
Hey, honey.
We're worried that you're going through a thing. We miss you.
No, here's the thing. It's actually, yes, I'm sad that I'm alone, but I went out to the courtyard. You know that young girl from down the street that's on the hoverboard that kind of gets in our way every time we try to park?
I'm worried about that hoverboard. And yes, I do know the girl. Yes.
Well, it turns out her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie. Hi. You know what? It's one of those things where I thought I knew it.
Are we talking about Cynthia?
No, it's Stephanie, sweetheart.
It's Stephanie?
Yes.
I knew it was somewhere in the sound.
You know, they're two grades apart, so they don't hang out much. And it's one of those things where you don't want to re-ask a name because you've known someone for too long.
Right, then eventually it looks like it's on you.
So I just say, hey, kiddo, when I see her. Careful on that hoverboard, kiddo.
Yeah.
Is Dad okay?
Are you okay?
Anyway, here's what happened. This is actually very exciting. So Stephanie was out there running like she was the Omega Man, yelling out, like, is there any other life form out there?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yes, there is life form.
That's
so I stuck
nice.
My head out the window, saw her out there, went out there. And then before you know it, you know that guy from across the street?
Which one?
David.
David with the flyers? Ugh. I'm going to whisper too, even though he's not here.
No, but he could hear me. David's got his door open at all
he's
times.
He's always open. And it smells delicious, but I'm a little like, why does it smell so good?
He's needy. I think that's the reason.
Like,
but anyway,
yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
That's great.
So he joined us. Get to the bottom of David,
because he's been a mystery for years.
Well, I think we're going to get to the bottom of it by the end of that meal. And then there's also Devlin.
Oh, Mr. Hockton?
Yeah, but it turns out his first name's Devlin.
That's great to know.
Mm-hmm.
He's always struck me as a bit of a...
Know-it-all?
Yeah.
That's him.
Are you learning what he knows?
I learned more than I wanted to, quite frankly.
Well, that's...
Save that conversation for the meal.
Yeah.
Right? Let's not blow our wads
early.
That's
right. There's more.
We're going to sit around and have that meal. Then what are we going to do? Just stare at each other? Hey, what do you watch? I watch this. What do you watch?
Well, like, what are you going to bring to the table, Stan?
That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Do you know what?
I underthought this.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. We got in the bottom in the crisper.
Yes.
Okay, you looking in the crisper?
I'm looking in the crisper right now.
Down in the bottom in the crisper, we have a pre-cut mirepoix.
Now I have to admit the phone kind of cut out. I don't know what on earth you just said. We have
mirepoix. I'm sorry, sweetheart. That's pre-cut up onions and carrots and celery.
I can only thank you for the clarification. I will now look for it in the crisper.
In the crisper.
Oh, yes, here it is.
Now, that's what you want. They make the perfect base for so many dishes you can flaunt. You can put a little bit of meat on top or maybe just more veggies. But anything's good when you start with them. They're so fragrant, you see. It's a mirepoix.
Chopped up onions will hurt my stomach.
Oh, do you have another choice?
Dad!
Yes, young man!
You can use my secret stash that I've hid in my mini fridge in my room. Just go up there and look just in the mini fridge. Don't look anywhere else in the room.
Yes, we're trying to respect his boundaries as he grows into a man. So only look in the mini fridge. Don't poke around, Stan.
But if you go into the mini fridge, then I have something that you will love. It's a Tupperware of bone broth that I made a week ago.
Now, son, I have to ask you, why do you keep such a thing? Your mother has a wonderful kitchen. You don't have to store your wings.
It's just I'm experimenting with bone broth. Cause you... I'm always looking for a good excuse to ask to keep something's bones. And it's not weird if I make broth out of it. Any other reason to keep some bones? And people get suspicious. But if you say I'm making bone broth, then they're like, fine, oh yeah, we can totally give you the bones of that. But if you're like, can I have those bones? And they're like, why? And you're like, no reason, they won't give you the bones.
We're gonna unpack this bone thing later. they come in little layers.
I'll probably pick out the onions. I don't want to be hurting later.
Good thinking. And then you could, well, now you have a soup. And the thing about soup is there's so much you can do. You can slurp it, you can dunk in bread. Whatever thought runs through your head. And I'm sure the other four will say thank you. And I say this to you. We wish you were here, but we're glad you're not alone.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for calling me.
Yeah. Say it to your
body. We wish you were here, and we're glad you're not alone.
Thank you. Yeah.
Find out if Stephanie has a boyfriend.
Yeah, that bone thing is probably going to make her a little uncomfortable. Should I bring it up? Probably shouldn't bring it up.
I don't have a gauge for whether or not girls like that sort of thing.
I've got a gauge.
Okay.
She's probably not into it.
Maybe tell her.
No. Nope.
Well, maybe sort of tell her.
I think let's bury that lead.
Let's bury that bone.
After maybe the third or fourth date.
Yeah, that's right, sweetheart. You show your truth, but in bits and pieces.
I got to be true.
Like the onion.
Like an onion.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just bring this soup. Thank God she called. I had no solution. All right. I've got my soup on the burner, and we got 36 minutes to go. May not know how to tell time.
Which pie to pick? There's so many.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Oh,
I'm over here.
Oh, Dutch Apple, I'm so excited by you, but Pumpkin Spice, you're just so traditional.
Yeah, I'm so traditional. Everyone needs me.
Yeah, pick me. It's a Dutch apple. Don't ignore me.
Of course not, Cherry Pie, but you're out of season, and I love you.
Always
but...
a good time for Cherry Pie. That song says so.
It's true.
Do
it's
you
always...
know that song? It's always a good time for some Cherry Pie.
Of course I always know that song. It's always a good time for Cherry Pie. Oh, cherries, you're so luscious. Who wouldn't want a cherry right now?
That's the song.
Yes, it's a song. It's the best.
It's a good song.
I like because it like doesn't exactly talk about pie.
The title kind of implies that what you have to do some of the work in your head, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I don't like being, I'm a pie, but I don't like being spoon-fed.
Look, pies, don't argue, okay? So right.
I'm just glad you knew the song.
I'm glad I knew it, too. But boy, it just doesn't convince me, and I really want to make a good impression because I've been putting out flyers for, it's got to have been 18 months, 14 days.
I regret the flyers, pies.
Yeah. So many pies.
It's like a lot. It's like a whole lot of flyers. Are you worried about what would happen if you just, you have three pies. You could just, Bring three pies.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that.
You don't have to choose. What else are you going to do with the other two pies if you only bring the one?
Yeah, you're just going to, eat the pies or, freeze the pies?
Yeah, we're not freeze pies.
Yeah, don't freeze pies.
I don't want to be so chilly in the freezer.
No. Ooh, too cold.
I don't have a sweater.
So many Thanksgivings, I always eat pie. I make them for people. But then I have to try and make my Thanksgiving for myself.
Oh.
I feel so selfish now. I didn't think about how maybe these three pies didn't have to be for me alone. I guess I don't have practice.
I think I speak for all the pies when I say, oh, you're being super hard on yourself. You're being way super hard on yourself. You don't have to put yourself through that pain. You're being way too hard on yourself. You're being way too hard on yourself. You don't have to do it. It's insane.
You're such a very good man with very good skills, and you always have a very good smile. But after something goes wrong in your life, you always beat yourself up for a while. And I'm like, don't talk about my friend that way. He's kind.
I didn't really realize I was doing that to myself. Like you say, I have grown up this way. I'm not used to any other way, day after day.
Yeah, sure.
And now that you've brought it up, it seems so obvious now. I really have to reevaluate my way.
Too hard on myself, I'm being way too hard on myself.
You are actually a really good guy.
Such a really, really, really good guy.
Being way too hard on myself, you're being way too hard, too hard on myself.
But you can take it from these three pies.
Take it from me, Dutch apple.
And me, pumpkin spice.
And don't forget, there's always time for cherry. That's me, I'm on the side.
I guess you're all right. I don't know why I didn't see it before, but I've been way too, way too, way too hard on myself.
Way too hard on yourself, you're being way too hard on yourself.
Mr. Hoekden, did you need any help? I just was like bringing out these chairs because David already brought out the table.
Yes.
And I was going to like kind of make a little tablescape. And I see like Stan working in his kitchen and like I have something. And I was, I saw you pacing.
Stephanie, I need to confide. I need to confide. Why are you rolling? No, don't roll away.
No, I'm kind of doing like a forward. It's like
how do you not fall off of that?
Well, part of it is moving subtly forward and backwards so that I keep momentum to stay standing.
I feel like I saw those everywhere for a while, and now almost never. But you've hung on. You're still doing the hoverboard.
Yeah, I'm sort of like if a trend brings me something that I love, why do I have to like let it go?
Oh, of course not. I think you should always follow your own path, even if that path is paved with the blood of the enemies before you. You must stay true to what you believe.
What am I? Mr. Hoekden, can I tell you, like, people in this cul-de-sac, do you think that, you know, I feel like you have a reputation of being, well, like a very mean old man.
Correct.
And when you say things like blood of the enemies, I'm like, is this going from mean to straight up, like, villainous?
Oh, I didn't mean it in literal. I've never killed anyone.
Okay, phew. Sorry, I just had to ask.
It's more of a, like, the end justifies the means type
philosophy.
Yeah, you're
like a Machiavellian type guy.
Yeah, sure, that's about right.
Okay.
I feel that. My family feels that too, which is why they went away to Thanksgiving without me, until I get thanks in my heart. But I will never have thanks for anything.
Hmm. Well,
except I'm starting to be thankful for you right now, Stephanie, because honestly, I was pacing, because can you believe it? The man at the aquarium would not sell me the electric eel for $17 and a business card.
I can believe it. I think those fish are not for sale. And also, do you know how to prepare an eel? I'm sure it's like pretty intense.
Yeah, put it on a pan, put heat on the pan. That's how you prepare most things.
Okay. Well, you don't actually have to bring anything. You can just bring yourself.
No, everyone is bringing something. I have to bring something. Hold on. You would know this. You're a youth. What is that thing when I touch my phone and then someone brings
Uber Eats?
That's DoorDash, the one.
Postmates.
Okay.
Caviar. Grubhub?
Yes. Those.
Okay.
How do I order from, what's it called? Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, Caviar?
Mm-hmm. Postmates?
Postmates?
Mm-hmm.
I always forget part of the name. It's one company?
No. Those are all different platforms that do similar things.
Okay. Which one brings food?
All of them?
Okay. Which one should I use?
Probably none of them.
Okay, what's the phone? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, at this point, the dinger's going to go off for us to meet back in 10 minutes, and you probably won't be able to get a delivery in that time.
What if I threaten them in the message to come very fast?
I wouldn't do that. And also, I think, you know, at this point, what are you going to get so quickly? And I wouldn't worry about it, you know?
So I should just, instead of buying something with these $17, I
should just go. God damn it!
Oh.
That's Stan? Who is that?
Oh.
Don't worry about me. I'll be there in 10.
Stan, do you need a second?
I'm good. I just burned myself. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Are you okay, Stan?
Oh, I will make the eel out of time.
Wait, no.
I have a salve.
David has a salve.
I'm fine.
I have a big ice cooler full of ice to keep things cold and from deteriorating.
Wait, that's perfect,
yes.
Mr. Hogan.
Don't ask what's in it.
No, wait, what's
it's
in
parts
it?
Parts of frogs that I took apart okay. with my hands. For you know science, what? I'm a marine biologist, you see.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's so shocking that you would think you could buy from an aquarium.
Well,
but
I became a marine biologist because I love to eat the things of the sea.
Okay.
I love to know what they are
but
and
Mr. Hogan, Mr. Hogan, that's it. Do you know how many people, when they're running late to a party and they text the host, anything else I can bring? Do you know how often the answer is
ice? I'll bring ice.
Yeah.
I guess what I've always had to offer the world was ice. So cold. An important part of any gathering. I could bring ice.
Ice.
In frozen cubes.
Cubes.
What an important thing to bring. People call me cold, or say I'm Machiavellian, or just not nice. But the truth is, I'm just bringing ice.
Ice.
I'll bring this ice baby in a plastic bag. How much ice do we need? Sometimes ice is just the thing. Oh, you've burned your hand, my good friend Stan. Now wrap it in this ice, and what was cold and uninviting suddenly feels so very nice.
Ice.
I'm bringing this ice doesn't make me feel cold at all. Stephanie, what is this feeling? I feel big and strong and tall.
I think you're learning to be grateful, to have thanks in your heart. Sometimes someone has to make room at the table for someone else to know. People are gathered here because we decided to eat food. And look at this beautiful spread. One can of cranberry sauce.
Uh-huh.
A
wonderful soup that I made myself.
A soup that Stan made.
Does it have onions? I can't stand onions.
Oh, well, you can pick them out.
Oh, do you like onions?
I don't like onions myself.
We're the same.
I guess we are after all, aren't we, Devlin?
Wow, and I brought 3 pies.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, so generous, David.
One for each of us.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
thank you, David.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next year.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
That's unfair.
I've learned something today.
What is it, Devlin?
That's that if you keep the ice in your heart, it's not a gift at all. It's only once you share it that it becomes useful. In your heart, it's just a good thing that you keep to yourself and keeps frogs from decomposing at a natural rate. We should all share the pies. We can divide 3 pies between 4 people.
Oh, of course we could.
Just as easily as I could give you $5, Stephanie, and you $5, Stan, and me $5, and you $2.
Sure.
You could all have, and you could have a business card as well.
A business card? Wow, now I have your number.
A standard pie you cut into 8 slices. pies, that's 24 slices. But if you divide 24 by 4, that means we each get 6.
Or we all could have 7, and David could have 2, 3.
Yeah.
No.
There's many ways to cut
as long as you enjoy my pies.
And
I don't
we
mind.
Thank you guys, and I thank you guys.
Yeah. What? I'm feeling so thankful, and I feel like Thanksgiving needs more exclusive media about it, and I'm thankful we've put that into the world.
I think that is sort of our calling.
Our calling is to give
people that Thanksgiving episode musical.
So we want to just close it out with a little segment, and you mentioned earlier that you have a new web series coming out, which is called...
It's called Jimmy's Records and Tapes. What it is each week, we started in 1975, we're going to 1995, I go through my record collection and tell a story about why that album or single impacted my life.
Amazing. Okay, so Zach and I will be bad at this, but we're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to mess around where maybe you tell us one of those records, and we are going to improvise a song that got cut from it.
All right. Well, we just did 1977, which was Styx's Grand Illusion.
Ooh, okay.
Which was released on July 7th of 77. That's a lot of sevens.
That's a lot of sevens. Hey, friend, that's a lot of sevens. Okay, great. I actually know Styx.
I know
Styx. Okay, what's on Grand Illusion? What's the...
Well, Grand Illusion.
Grand Illusion.
Come Sail Away.
Come Sail Away. Okay,
and
great.
Fooling Yourself. Those are the three big ones.
And
Miss America, if you want to throw that in there.
Okay, amazing. So we're going to do... Fan Band, you're feeling good about some... you're in that Styx space already.
This song was cut from Grand Illusion. You have a title?
I just feel like, you know, Styx is really good at these, like, big, sweeping, metaphors. So this is a cut song called, Literally.
Yep.
It didn't fit.
Yeah.
Under my wings, literally I am a bird.
And I can see so far, 'cause I have binoculars.
I'm never gonna lose you, because you're tied to me.
It just didn't fit with the vibe of them being sort of...
Well, you know, it was released as a B-side, and people seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I think it has its place in the...
But it didn't fit the album. You guys were right about that.
Yeah, I think they were right. They did. Yeah, they were right to hold on to that one for later.
Yeah. Great. What's another one?
Next!
Well,
next! Perfect!
The band Chicago comes up quite a bit.
Okay, great.
That's my favorite band of all time.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So they come up quite a bit, and their album Hot Streets...
Okay.
Was one of the albums. That was their first album after Terry Kath passed away.
They
had a little change in the direction a little bit.
What's the Chicago song that most people would be familiar with?
Well, 25 or 6 to 4 is the one probably everybody knows. And then, of course, in the 80s, they had Hard to Say I'm Sorry or Hard Habit to Break or You're the Inspiration. They had many different eras.
Okay, and what's the breakout single of Hot Streak is the...
Hot Streets.
Street, sorry.
Hot Streak.
Hot
may
Streak.
Or may not have been a better title.
Hot Streak is my album of when I had that bottle of ketchup running down the street.
Right.
And left some of it on a windshield accidentally. It was a hot streak.
Oh, that's a hot streak. The big hit off of that was Alive Again and then No Tell Lover. Those were the two big hits off of Hot Streets.
Great. You guys feel... Chicago has like horns,
yeah, you
right?
Want to go get a horn section? We'll can I pick the one band that isn't helpful?
No, it's perfect.
I'll sing the horns. Called the Hot Streak. Got a bottle of ketchup in my hand, running in the hot, hot sun.
Gonna get on every day, gonna get up to that street, and I'm gonna really do one. I'm on a hot streak.
I'm on a hot streak.
I'm on a hot streak. There's no stopping me.
Here I go.
Whoa, 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 that was so fast. When you went.
Oh, I went.
I saw that you went.
Right? That sounded exactly like
well, it was very Chicago. You could hear the Zatera in there. There's no question about it.
Scott, that was... Can I just take a... That was incredible.
Yeah, you did it, Scott.
That was wild.
I hate that I can play Chicago well.
Scott,
shut up. They're my favorite band.
He
do not insult my friend. Well.
Don't talk about my friend that way. The band Chicago.
And also you.
That was great, Scott.
My favorite band, son of a bitch. Another one would be
great.
Because while I am painted often with a love of nothing but classic rock, on this, some country shows up.
Okay.
Went through a little country phase.
Sure, we all do.
Is that true?
I don't know. I did. And I came out the other side taking my favorites and leaving some other stuff
behind.
Who's
some of your favorites?
Well, I think like
Dixie Chicks.
Love the Dixie Chicks, but, you know, like appreciating like Dolly Parton, everyone appreciates
Dolly
Parton.
That's a legend, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. You like pull the legends, and then also I like bluegrass.
All right, well, I hear you.
You know, give me some banjos. Give me a slapping on that mando.
No, I will
we
not
talked
do
about
that.
Mandolin when I was on.
Yeah, we did.
We went deep on mandolin a little bit.
Yeah, I don't care for you calling it mando, but otherwise I'm doing okay.
Something you got to know about Jessica is that she loves to abbreviate things. I'm fully shocked that she has not said her abbreviation for Thanksgiving in this episode.
T-Gibbs.
T-Gibbs?
Oh, I actually don't hate that.
Thank you.
It's because it's great. Nothing to hate about it.
Ooh, so who's the country artist that we're talking
You know what? Randy Travis and... Toby Keith come up. Even Travis Tritt.
Okay. Whoa, okay.
A lot of Travises in there.
Okay.
Which it actually is the name of this song. A lot of Travises.
Well, it had been a while since I've been back home, and I started to feel like I didn't want to roam. So I went on back to those roads that I know, and I rode on down Travis's place.
There was a Travis at the home and a Travis at the station, Travis at the bus line, Travis at the grocery store, and a Travis at 5th and 9. There was a Travis at the 7-Eleven and a Travis down by the tracks. Too many Travises and I cannot relax.
When you have too many Travises, oh, too many Travises, too many Travises.
There was a Travis waiting there. Left and went to the bakery. A Travis tried to give me an eclair.
There's a Travis in my barn, and a Travis when I bought yarn. A Travis by the pool, and a Travis at the school. If you see a Travis, then that's the rule.
There are too many Travises for me.
Too many Travises. Too many Travises for me. My old hometown, I know that I am finally where adorned.
A Travis on Main Street, a Travis on every block. And I think to myself, maybe I don't want these Travises to stop.
If these Travises aren't here, then it's not my home. I don't like to live without a Travis. I'd feel alone. There can't be too many Travises.
Can't be too many Travises. No such thing as too many Travises for me.
There can't be too many Travises.
There can't be too many
Travises.
I want a Travis as far as the eye.
Elliot on the harmonica.
Yeah, on the mouth harmonica. Oh my gosh.
That's incredible.
Thank you both so much
for
joining
us.
This was such a blast.
So much fun.
So fun.
Obviously, the people need to be listening to Never Not Funny. What else do want people to know?
Jimmy's Records and Tapes. You can get it at youtube.com/Never Not Funny. Mm-hmm. And of course, the award winning podcast, Never Not Funny.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And we're thankful for you. And we're thankful for Brett on the fret, Choo Choo Engineer. Thankful for King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella.
So thankful for Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Glad to have her inside and not waiting outside.
Producing the drums as good as they come. Producing the beats as good as they come.
Drums.
Great.
But I like beats too, because as we say at the end of every episode, if you're walking to the beat,
you're on a hot street.
Very good.
Bye!